Book 1, Canto 5. A sleeping deity opened deathless eyes. He saw the unshaped thought in soulless forms. New matter pregnant with spiritual sense. Mind, they are the study of the unknowable. Life is gestation of the golden child. In the light flooding thought's blank vacancy, interpreting the universe by soul signs, he read from within the text of the without. The riddle grew plain and lost its catch obscure. A larger luster lit the mighty page. A purpose mingled with the whims of time. A meaning met the stumbling pace of chance. And fate revealed a chain of seeing will. A conscious whiteness filled the old dumb space. In the void he saw throne the omniscient supreme. A will, a hope immense, now seized his heart, and to discern the superhuman's form, he raised his eyes to unseen spiritual heights, aspiring to bring down a greater world. The glory he had glimpsed must be his home, a brighter, heavenlier sun must soon illume. This dusk room with its dark internal stare, the infant soul in its small nursery school, mid objects meant for a lesson hardly learned, outgrow its early grammar of intellect and its imitation of earth nature's art, its earthly dialect to God language change, in living symbols study reality and learn the logic of the infinite. The ideal must be nature's common truth, the body illumined with the indwelling God. The heart and mind feel one with all that is. A conscious soul, life in a conscious world. As through a mist a sovereign peak is seen, the greatness of the eternal spirit appeared. Exiled in a fragmented universe, amid half semblances of diviner things, these now could serve no more his regal turn. The immortal's pride refused the doom to live. A miser of the scanty bargain made between our littleness and bounded hopes and the compassionate infinitudes. His height repelled the lowness of earth's state, a wideness discontented with its frame, resiled from poor ascent to nature's terms, the harsh contract spurned and the diminished lease. Only beginnings are accomplished here. Our basis matter seems alone complete, an absolute machine without a soul, or all seems a misfit of half ideas, or we saddle with the vice of earthly form, a hurried, imperfect glimpse of heavenly things, guesses and travesties of celestial types. Here chaos sorts itself into a world, a brief formation drifting in the void. Apings of knowledge, unfinished arcs of power, flamings of beauty into earthly shapes, love's broken reflexes of unity, swim fragment mirrorings of a floating sun, a packed assemblage of crude tentative lives are pierced into a tessellated whole. There is no perfect answer to our hopes. There are blind, voiceless doors that have no key. Thought climbs in vain and brings a borrowed light, cheated by counterfeit, sold to us in life's mart. Our hearts clutch at a forfeited heavenly bliss. There is provender for the mind's satiety. There are thrills of the flesh, but not the soul's desire.